Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night. New week of CNL right here on the grid. Light night, too. Only seven baseball games. That's that. As we're getting towards the end of the spring playoffs, the NBA Finals will start Thursday night. Indiana and Oklahoma City. Stanley Cup final will start Wednesday night. Edmonton and Florida. And then it's Mr. Football over here at the Encyclopedia. Get ready. It's football preview time, baby. Right around the corner. Over-unders. It's a win. It's a win. It's a loss. It's a win. Get the schedules out. It's almost time. Clear the decks. Mike Carver with you, along with the Encyclopedia of College Football, back from assignment. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
You miss me, I could tell. I did miss you, too. Now, I had good reason to be away. As you know, family pulled me out to Florida and New York. I was all over the place, but listen to the show. I know you and George held it down. You had everybody talking about the golf. Scottie Scheffler had everybody calling me out. You were on a heater because I deserve to be put in the bathroom, rightfully so. But let me just say, I did miss you. And it was good to get some R&R. It was good to obviously spend it with my daughters. And let me just say this. I watched the basketball, Carver. I watched a little of the hockey. I've been dialed into this women's softball. Did you see the shot? Saturday night, a walk-off Oklahoma on that girl from Tennessee, and Tennessee just got eliminated today by Texas. What a shot with the bottom of the seventh. Unbelievable. I've been all dialed in to the men's and women's softball and NCAA tournament. I mean, this is great action, wall to wall. We might have to bet on this.
It has been great action. I actually was watching a little bit of it on Saturday, Joe, because you know, my daughter's into it now. She's playing, you know, and she's eight, and I like her watching it to see the college girls playing, and it's such a obviously faster pace than what she's playing right now in the second and third grade, division. It's much different, but I do watch a little bit of her with it over the weekend, and it was cool. I watched a little Oklahoma, Texas. I saw a little bit of.
Well, it's Oklahoma, Texas Tech now. Now the girl from right. Texas Tech is the girl that got paid the million in NIL money. They lured her from Stanford. Texas Tech bucked up and they paid the girl a million in NIL collective money. Joey McGuire's wishing he could get that money. Billionaires are taking over the sports. That's what they're doing. Well, they got a 2-0 lead, bottom of the third. And what's amazing is the pitcher for Oklahoma, right? No mask. She's just wearing the glasses.
I know. There's a few, and that's the thing that gets that my daughter says, because they all have to wear the masks at her age, no matter where you are on the field. Everybody's got to wear the mask. So that was the first thing that we talked about is some girls wear the mask pitching and some don't. And she's like, she's not wearing a mask. I go, yeah, she's not wearing a mask out there.
And that's, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You don't have to worry about it right now.
It's unbelievable. You take one coming back in the other direction.
Unfortunately, yeah. God, you don't want to see that happen because they're shorter than a pitcher in baseball. But, the NCAA tournament, Carver, Texas, all bark, no bite. Huh? They got all knocked bark, out by no UTSA. Bite. Vanderbilt got knocked out. Is LSU
Did you see
still
that?
In there?
Did you see that guy from Florida going nuts when he got he was throwing a fit down at Coastal Carolina about the field? Well, I don't know what his problem was. They had to release an apology today because the guy was being a complete clown. He was yelling at the grounds crew staff at the Coastal Carolina game, and they made him apologize today and all that. Joe, let me at least tell you what's going on, what we have cooking here tonight. Like I said, as far as live stuff, it is just the baseball for us here this evening. Right now, I hope you're on this over. 5-4, Rockies lead the Marlins in the bottom of the fifth. There's been a bunch of homers in that game. Of course, not for Kyle Stowers, who I'm on. But there's been a bunch of homers in that game so far. 5-4 totals up to 13.5 live, if you want to jump in. I just saw Yelich hit an absolute bomb to center field.
Yeah, I got that game on. The one game I have on.
I had him, Joe, Friday night when you were out. I had Yelich. He got hit by a pitch yesterday. I can't believe he was in the lineup. And, man, he hit it to dead center off of that building that's out there in Cincinnati. So they're up 3-2, bottom third. The Angels went bonkers in the first against the Red Sox. Trout hit one. Nito. Adele, they were just balls. Of course, not Ohapi, who I had in a little something. Not Ohapi, but we got everybody else in there. 5-0 Tigers. Did have Carpenter, Joe. He homered in the first against Chicago. Top of the second as they're beating them up. We have three games later. Padres, Giants, Twins, and A's. I think the A's have lost like 18 of 20 or something like that. I mean, they can't get out of their own way right now. And then the Mets and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. I texted you this earlier, Joe. I just really felt like tonight we've got a lot of games that have some serious gas can potential tonight. It just has a feeling some of these. So far, that's the case in Boston. Late night, this Twin A game, Dodger-Met game, I think that we can get some runs in these games.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, Dodgers, last game of the series with the Yankees, they lost that 7-3 last night, but they beat the Yanks up early in the first two games, So we'll see if that continues with the Mets coming to town. The Mets with they played the Rockies over the weekend, right?
Yes,
because
they swept them.
So I didn't catch much of that. But I can tell you, Saturday, I think there were a ton of overs. Sunday, I come home, not one over. I mean, a couple
Saturday,
that just...
Ball was flying out on Saturday, Joe.
And last Thursday,
it was like
40
plus homers hit on
Saturday. I think last Thursday, that's when I had the graduations Thursday.
Yeah.
Every game, there was a limited slate because it was travel day. Every game was in the teens. If I would have altered all, I would have had a stellar day. But being in Florida, the duel's not there. So I don't think I didn't see that. I'm like, he's having a great night. Homer, Tater, Dinger, Tater. Dinger.
Friday we had a good night.
I was spending a fortune in graduations. Please.
Friday night was a good night. We had a good night.
Great time in Tampa. I wish I had a couple of farm-to-table restaurants And then the little one, she never disappoints. Great day with the graduation. She goes to two parties at night. In between the two parties, she rips the fender off the car because she's in a rush. No drinking, just in a rush. Backs up over a curb. Tells me it just needs a screw. The whole thing's off. Never disappoints.
Never disappoints, I mean, Joe.
Never disappoints. Unbelievable. But and shout out to the Marriott down by the Brooklyn Bridge. Stellar. Unbelievable. Unbelievable service, room, top notch. Loved it.
Look at you giving a little pump out to the Marriott here too.
When they treat me well, I treat them well. That's it. How about
you know,
that?
Treat you well. That's it. You gotta take care of business sometimes. Well, Joe's back this week, and away we go here. Carver and Lisi on a Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. So we've got the baseball cooking. Your first thoughts, and we're obviously going to have a lot of time this week to get ready for this stuff. And one of these series, we're going to have to really get deep in the weeds in terms of, you know, because me and you like to play these series long props and things. We're going to have to really get deep in the weeds because the series price for Oklahoma City and Indiana is, you know, it's like minus seven. The Thunder are going to win, Joe. Like, I don't know if you want to go out on a limb. And I know you like doing this. Everybody's on the Thunder. I'll go pony up with the Pacers and go to the window. I know you like doing that, Joe, but I got to tell you, I don't know if this is the place to go for it. You want to talk me into taking the Pacers plus 2.5 games in the series and hope they win a couple? You might be able to get me in, but you can't get me in on the Pacers winning.
How about the Pacers or the series to go 7? So OKC in 7. I mean, you know. I mean, I think everybody...
Do you think the Pacers will win 3 games?
I mean, if Naismith gets hot, I mean, they play such an up-and-down style that if they're hot, why can't Naismith and Halliburton carry them to 3 wins? I mean, who do we really have to worry about? I mean, it's not like a dominant...
Who do we have to worry about?
My point is it's like the series with Denver, you had to worry about Joker, right? The big man.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's not really a dominant big man for either team. So it's just guard and forward play, right?
Now,
so you're telling me the games that are getting to the 130s or 140s, Indiana can't steal 2 or 3 of those?
Now, here's how I would actually play this if you wanted to try and go by this route. Indiana plus 2.5 games is plus 108. In order to get that, Joe, they need to get to game 6. They got to get to game 6 in order for you to win that
but
bet.
But I like that. I mean, I think it's a good bet. I mean, I don't think it's enough.
Listen to this. Let's listen to me out now here. Let's say you were going to put a crisp, clean $100 bill on that, right?
Right.
So let's say you were putting a $100 bill, you get 108 back. Or we could take $150 bill on Oklahoma City, the exact correct score in 6 at plus 440, and the other $50 bill on Oklahoma City in 7 exact score, like you just said. And that's plus 540, and you get 50 to win 220, 50 to win 270. That might be better than playing.
I think we should do that. I think that's a better way to go. I thought that was
That's better than playing.
Yeah,
Indiana plus 2.5 games because you only win that if there's a 6th game anyway. That's the only way that you're winning that bet.
Now, I agree.
I know what you're saying to me. The reason why this is, somebody's probably sitting there going, well, it's bumped up because then Oklahoma City has to win. Well, I think Oklahoma City's winning. I don't think that Indiana's beating them in this series.
Yeah, but even if we get to a game 7, we could always hedge, right?
with that number, and obviously Indiana would be dogs in Oklahoma City for the seventh game.
Yeah. So we'd be all right.
This would be us basically rooting for Indiana to win two games in this series. That's what the gas would be, Joe. That's it. If we think that's the way we do it.
I mean, here's the thing. Minnesota, right, basically had Anthony Edwards and everybody else. I mean, Julius Randle was non-existent. I mean, everybody else was basically dead in that series. And you could even make the argument Edwards wasn't even 100%, right? At least Naismith, Halliburton, I mean, Siakam, I mean, you have life, and they love to play up and down. So, I mean, again, the tempo, if they get hot, they get hot. I mean, we have guys that could heat up. Naismith has proved that, no?
He has. I think he's been a little compromised this last couple games with this injury.
I think they got a little more defensive with the Knicks, you know, just knowing that, hey, they wanted to close it out. But I think they go fast and loose in the series. I think it gets
fast and loose.
I think that's the only way to go. Knowing, hey, listen, this, you know, we're going to play at a pace that you haven't seen before, and you might be one of the top defensive teams in the league, but we're going to exploit you. We're going to shoot a bunch of threes. We're going to run up and down, and we're going to see if we can catch you. And if they steal one, they could steal two or three. That's really all we need. What's going on here? What did we miss here? Anything?
What did we miss? I know there hasn't been any homers. Oh, we did just get... No, we didn't get a homer. We got 3-2 Brewers still, Joe. I don't think there's been any scoring anywhere else.
No. 6-1 Boston is the only
thing. Yeah, that's it. Everything else is status quo. In a little while, we've got the three late-night games that we'll get into also for us. Now, I think there's some other stuff that we could find as well for this series when we start to get into, like, the player stuff, right?
Right.
Like... They've got some series specials, you know, SGA to score 30 in every game is 5-1. For him to score 50 in any game is plus 320.
Yeah, but that's so tough because, again, like, you know, I mean, you would think that Anthony Edwards would be the guy to score 30 in every game in the series. And again,
they locked him up.
But he took nights off. He shot 13 times in that last game or second to last game, did he?
I think he took nights 13. Off at the end because they frustrated the hell out of him, and he kind of let it go. I think he shut it down because he just got too frustrated. They just weren't letting him do the stuff that he normally likes to do. Problem is,
you know,
these two teams do the same thing. Who's a good bet?
How about Holmgren, 20 points in every game?
Every game?
Why not?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What happened?
Nothing. Just these coaches are all, like, in this baseball, just all out of control.
What, the men's or the softball? I'm watching
the men's. The men's are all out of control.
This girl for Texas Tech entering this game, the pitcher.
Yeah.
She had thrown like 731 consecutive pitches for the Red Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that allowed?
I don't know. They don't get tired throwing on their hand, huh?
I mean, I don't know about they don't get tired. I mean, I always look at it as I understand that going this way is a lot different than the over, but can't they still hurt their arms throwing that much? Like, I don't know.
Now, I don't follow it that well. I just picked it up. And I do pick it up at this time of the year. I like the summer where you know, the softball comes in. The pitcher for Tennessee was being rave reviews. But she got shelled a couple of times. She got shelled last night against UCLA. The girl from Oklahoma took her deep two times in that game. I mean, she didn't live up to the hype, did she?
She didn't live up to the hype.
I'm just saying. She lost a little mustard. She lost a little mustard on the fastball.
Little zip on the fastball.
No, this guy broke his bat.
Did you see that play? Yeah. I got the Brewer game on too. Did you see that?
That bat flying.
That was wild.
And he didn't even jam him, did he? He just hit it, I think, on the top end of the bat.
Didn't look like it. Really?
He hit it on the barrel, I thought.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I like the Brewers uniforms. Rockin' Robin Yount. Remember him back in the day?
Yeah. You watch any of the golf this weekend?
No, but I saw you put out with Jack Nicholson where, you know, Nicky's a good player. This guy's a good player.
He threw the blowtorch on those guys.
But they're not elite. I mean, you know, I saw you let, you know, Jack telling it like it is. Old
Jack,
school.
Well, Jack's allowed to say what he wants. He's the greatest.
But I mean,
you're talking about multiple guys. There are multiple guys who have won twice this year. You know, Sepp Straka's won twice this year.
Yeah, Ben Griffin's won twice. Not Nicky.
Nick Taylor. Nick hasn't won this year, but he's won big tournaments in the past. You know, he did win this year. He won at Sony. He won in Hawaii the second week of the year. Nick has won, and he's won plenty. He won Waste Management last year, Canadian Open. So two years ago,
I caught a dribs and drabs. He was basically saying, like, Scotty's secretariat and everybody else is just a has-been. That's basically what he's saying. When they're coming down the back nine and Scotty wants to turn it on, Scotty just has the mental fortitude and this and that.
That's what he was saying, I think. I think that
that's basically the gist.
He threw the blowtorch on those guys. That's for sure. Completely blowtorch. Now, did you know that today is the longest day in golf? You know what that is?
I don't even know what that means.
Today is the last day that guys can qualify for the U.S. Open next week. So next week's the third major, the U.S. Open. But today there are 12 qualifiers throughout the country.
Okay.
And all the pros, Joe, who haven't gotten into the U.S. Open yet on their ranking or their win, they have to try to get in today. So like Max Homa and Cameron Forever Young and Eric Cole, all these guys are at some country club in Ohio trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and you get all these stories like there's some dentist in Washington who's in the lead right now. There's a high school junior that destroyed everybody at the Georgia regional. Like, you get all these stories of these guys that qualify for the U.S. Open, and then there's pros trying to do it as well. And Cameron Young just beat Homa, Fowler, and two guys and a couple other guys I haven't heard of. Eric Cole, actually, and then another guy in a 5-for-1 playoff for the last spot.
Well, where do they play these?
Different golf courses throughout the country. So, like, there was two in Ohio, one in New Jersey, one in Georgia, Washington, California. There's different stops. Each place has a different amount of qualifiers. Like, one of them had 7 guys goes in, the top 7. Another was the top 3. Another was the top 4. So that's how you qualify these guys for the U.S. Open, who aren't in yet. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you with us here on a Monday night, new week of CNL. I've got the quad box up now, Joe.
Yeah.
Here comes this Trout again. Now, did you see the Trout homer in the first
inning?
No. Have you seen a video of it?
No, I was at the gym.
454 feet.
Over the Green Monster?
He must have hit it on that street back there, that down street that's behind it.
Was it bigger than the home run? The guy Cruz hit for Pittsburgh with the bat.
That was some shot. That was last week. He hit that one in the river back there out of the stadium. They were both pretty close. Trout just hit it off the wall this time. So he's getting hot, Joe. He's been back a couple days. Although, you know, in that Fenway, you can bang that ball off the wall. That might be a fly ball in other places. Probably an out. But at Fenway, you can bash that thing off the wall and get away with it.
So what happened?
What's the matter?
I'm getting bad updates. I saw first and second in Boston, and now middle fifth. What happened? I just saw first and second.
I don't know. They took the game off my screen. I'm a little surprised that the Reds haven't beaten up this Savali. He stinks. I'm a little surprised that they're letting this guy on the Brewers.
I don't know. Did you see the Diamondback pitcher that blew his arm out?
Just dead. Corbin Burns.
I got nothing left.
Now, they actually said after the game, after they did, I guess they did some quick tests, they probably did more today, that they didn't think that it actually wasn't as bad, wasn't as serious as they first thought. So that's good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably still going to be out a while, but not as serious as they first thought. That's good news for all. What else for you, Joe? How about the hockey? Do you like that it's the rematch? I think that the good thing about the rematch is these are the two best teams, right? As much as we didn't want to talk ourselves into it, it was Edmonton and Florida. We get them again starting Wednesday night for game one. I think that both teams are better than last year, Joe. I think that they're both better. And I know we got seven games last year. I said this to George the other night when you were out. I think we can get seven games again, but different. Like, Florida got up 3-0 and then lost. I feel this one's going to be punch and punch, like 1-1.
Yeah.
2-2. I think a little bit more like that.
I watched that Carolina game. It was 3-3, and then all of a sudden Marchan hit that goal with about, what, 9 minutes left in the third? Or maybe 15 minutes left in the third when they tied it up, Carolina. And all of a sudden, I mean, that's it. They just turned it on, hit it into a second gear. They get the empty netter, and that's it, you know. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like Tkachuk was more of an integral part of that team last year when they won, where he was making all – and I know he's been banged up this year, but I don't know. I just feel like it's more like everybody else. I feel like it's Reinhardt. It's Marchand. It's more. I feel like more Marchand this year than he was last year. I feel like last year he was just an add-on. No, or maybe I haven't watched all the games.
Well,
so,
Marchand, he's obviously in the latter stages of his career now. This is going to be him, obviously, getting that if they can win it. You know, getting that extra cup. You know, he had one in Boston way back. This would be him getting an extra one, cherry on top. I think he's made an impact for them, Joe. I know it maybe doesn't show up on the score sheet per se, but I think that he's made a huge impact for them. And I think that other guys, I think you're right, you know, Tkachuk hasn't had to score as much as he maybe did last year when they went on to win the cup. I think they've gotten more out of Bennett and Reinhardt and these other guys. They haven't even gotten, I don't feel like, as much out of Verhaeghe this playoff as they did in last year's.
And
but they're a team, man. But you know what? The thing with Edmonton is they haven't needed as much from McDavid and Draisaitl. Like, they've got so much from everybody else.
Hyman, that guy Hyman, too. Hyman,
he's out
whatever.
Now. He's finished.
But I'm just saying, like, earlier in when he was playing, I feel like, you know, let me ask you this. If Florida does win, right?
Yeah.
Two cups in 3 years. Three straight, right, cup appearances.
Yeah.
Who would, in your eyes, now I know it's different, just hear me out, but Tampa Bay, because they won the first two and then lost the third. This is a little backwards, right? Florida makes it and then would win their last two. But looking at both teams, which would you say was more dominant over the stretch? Or are they similar? Because Vasilevsky, to me, was stronger in goal than Bobrovsky. But he's stepping up.
Here's the problem. This is why, and you're right. Now, they've both now gone to three consecutive Stanley Cup finals.
Right.
Here's the issue. The first 2 years that Tampa, you know, won, they were COVID years. So you had the whole bubble in the summer, in July and August, September. Some would say it wasn't a norm. Now, some would say it was a harder cup to win. Others would say it's not. I don't know where 10, 15, 20 years from now, how people are going to look.
Good conversation.
At those cups.
if it happens, no?
And then the next year that they won, after they won in the bubble in Toronto and Edmonton, then the next year, if you remember, Joe, they didn't start until January or February. They only played 55 games and then went to the play. You know, they were two kind of weird seasons.
So you would say Florida.
And that each second year that they won also, remember, they changed all the divisions. And they ended up playing Montreal, who got, you know, had some upsets and ended up going to the final because they made that all-Canadian division that year. So the road was very different. I personally, on the surface, think that what Florida's done the last 3 years is more impressive.
All right.
Maybe it's because it's more traditional of what they did, but I think it's more impressive than what Tampa did.
All right.
Some would say that the Tampa is hard because that
it's
was
a good
such a
conversation
hard
I brought up, though. No, it's a good night. It's
is.
A good if it because happens. Now, we don't know if
do
it's going to happen.
I don't think this is talked about as much with the Lightning winning the Cup, and maybe because it's the NHL. But you hear people say that they think that the Laker championship in the bubble is like, oh, that's like an asterisk. Who cares? You don't hear it as much with the Lightning. Maybe it's just because it's hockey and nobody cares about hockey. But you don't get as much of that for them. It's very different.
It's a good conversation. Let me ask you this, too. Edmonton would be the first Canadian team since the Canadian 93. Patrick Roy was the last one.
The 93 just, playoffs, the 93
so if you
cup.
You think Edmonton's gonna win? It's gonna be McDavid, right?
He's gonna win the Conn Smythe if they win. Now remember, he won it last year and they lost. I don't believe, Joe, that if they lost, they'd give it to him again. They can't do that 2 years in a row. They'll give it to Bobrovsky or somebody. I think Bobrovsky's still a good play for Florida because they're so spread out with the scoring. If they win, I don't think they could give it to one guy over another in terms of
their
skating.
Would they give it to the old man, Marchand?
No way. He hasn't done enough. He's not. He wouldn't get it. I think it's Bobrovsky or like Tkachuk, Barkov, you know, one of those guys would be the guy.
No Draisaitl, 8-1.
It's hard to take it from McDavid if they win. Very hard to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Good to have you aboard. All right, Joe. Who just hit that one? So the Red Sox are starting to round the bases here, Joe. What number did you play this? What number do you need for this Red Sox Angel game?
Four more runs, 11 and a half.
Okay. So bottom five, is that no outs or one out I see there?
One out, one out. Advanced on a wild pitch, and then I think Devers hit one, hit it off the wall.
Yeah, I just saw it. Well, Ref Snyder just hit one off the wall. So.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
Yeah, it was Ref Snyder that hit one off the wall. So that just drove the run in to make it 6-2. I haven't seen the wild pitch yet, but
no, the wild pitch came before
wild pitch
that.
Was before the guy hitting it off the wall.
It was first and second. Right. Yeah, The Cincinnati game really slowed down, huh? They have a tendency to do this, these Reds. Terrible.
They do.
6-3 now, second and third. 6-3, second and third.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, just got double for, I guess that was, who was that that hit fourth there? I think that was the catcher. Who was hitting? Oh, Narvaez, yeah. Narvaez. I don't get these numbers, Joe, in front of me. I'd have to go and do my digging for the Conn Smythe. What do they give you right now in Jersey for Bobrovsky?
Now, 270.
Yeah, so on the NHL show 2 weeks ago, on the NHL a couple weeks ago on the show, we were able to get Bobrovsky at 375.
That's a good number.
So...
is there now, anybody else, though, Carver? Like, Verhaeghe is 65-1. Like, you said, like, you know, he hasn't had to do much. Marchand, 85. Like, what if he goes off? What if Marchand scores, like, 10 goals? They wouldn't give it to him?
Look, you're right, Joe. If the guy scores 10 goals in the finals, you know, he's probably going to get some recency bias. The difference between this award and... let's say the NBA. The NBA is just the finals. It's whoever's the best player in the finals gets the MVP. The Conn Smythe in the hockey is, it's supposed to be the MVP of the entire playoffs.
Supposed to be, but there's no recency bias?
Well, look at that. I mean, they gave McDavid it last year and he lost. You know, I mean, it's, you know, that because it was for the entire playoffs and he was the MVP. You know, and a bunch of guys on losing teams have won. You know, remember that J.S. Jaguar for the Ducks the year the Devils beat him about 20 years ago? Remember that J.S. Jaguar, the goalie, won the Conn Smythe for getting the Ducks to the final. So I think it's hard, like I said, to go beyond Bobrovsky. I really do.
All
but
right.
If you're in a state that has it, I think it's, look, other than somebody going
Sam
off,
Bennett? Isn't Bennett a defenseman? Why is Bennett?
No, he's a forward, Joe. He scores goals.
Well, why is he ahead of Verhaeghe and Marchand? And he's right there with Tkachuk. Same number.
Yeah, I just think that they all,
Right, Reinhart?
No, Reinhart's a forward, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But like I said, they've all been kind of equal contributors to the cause here. You know, they've all, this Belozo the Clown's in from Miami, Joe. Can we rough this guy up, this Belozo the Clown, who just came in? You in on the Marlin game, Joe, or no?
Maybe.
What does that mean, maybe? Are you in on the Marlin game or not?
Yes.
You're in on the Marlin game.
Under the hat.
Hey, Belmont this week. You got the picks.
Is the Derby in there?
I like how they're gonna now. Well, that's the thing. You see, now they're gonna try to sell you the Derby winner versus the Preakness winner. Here we go. They let you know the big showdown this week. Get lost. The horse should have ran all three races.
You're looking to make money off the horse. You gotta run him. Gotta run him. Telling me 2 weeks, 3 weeks in between is not enough? Come on. Scrape him up. That's it. Horse wants to run. I saw something on Instagram about a Shetland pony race with jockeys.
What?
I did. I gotta look it up. Little Shetland ponies were, I don't know if they were, I don't know. I'll send you the video. It was a Shetland pony.
You're too much, Joe. You're not going up to Saratoga this weekend for that, for the Belmont Stakes?
No, I've had enough travel.
Come on, you at the spa? Come on, get you up there at the set.
Barbara, I got knocked around with the, every night was a night out. You know, basically gone a week, you know? Between, you know. Yeah, see, Shetland pony racing. Racing Shetland ponies. 6'5".
6'5". Romy Gonzalez with the two-run double.
Romy! Say Romy! Say it ain't so, Romy!
Another hit, Joe, and you can turn this one off. 6'6". Get another hit. You don't got to watch anymore. That's it. Drive him in.
Come on, Romy. 6-0 Tigers. 6-0 Tigers. All right. See what these Marlins do here. 9-50 by these Rockies. You got to be kidding me. Team is 3-28 away from course. That is horrible. No?
Joe, they're 9-50. Okay? They are 9-50. They are the fastest team to get 50 losses ever. Ever.
Yeah, they are horrible.
Oh, this Carpenter again. What a pig. Two homers for this Carpenter tonight, Joe.
They should pay me double.
That's what I'm saying. Carpenter, 8-0. They should pay me double. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have everybody with us. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. At the top of the hour, let's talk about these three late-night games, because we do have three late-night games in baseball. And we'll try to get ourselves cooking there. We're in San Francisco, right? Giants, Padres.
Yeah.
Sacramento with the Twins and the A's. And I'm going to let you know now, Joe, the wind's blowing out in Sacramento. And Dodgers, Mets at Chavez Ravine, which the marquee game's the late night game, Joe, tonight. How about that? Marquee game's late night.
That's it. Mets, Dodgers, baby.
And you got two guys that you could just put that can out there on the mound, Joe, and just step away a little bit. Maybe throw that match from a few feet away and boom. Hopefully gas can night at Chavez Ravine. Boom. Pow. Catalina one. Pow. Come on, Joe. Pow.
Bam. Pow. Pow.
Bam. Pow.
That's it. Oh, that would be good. Yeah, I like the over in the Dodger game.
There he is, Matias. Pow!
There it is.
By the way, how about Matias with this tennis? He's been hitting me all weekend long. The Americans, this guy, Fonseca got his head beat in by Draper.
No.
Fonseca went down hard, Joe. He went down real hard, Fonseca.
But the Americans haven't, baby. The Americans haven't gone down hard. The Americans are all over the place, baby. Tebow tomorrow.
7-5, Big dog. 7-5. Somebody went yard. 7-5.
Joe Adell.
Yeah, Joe Adell
went yard.
Joey Adell from the neighborhood. Is he related to Nancy O'Dell? Remember Entertainment Tonight? No?
Nancy O'Dell.
Big fan back in the day. Anyway. Carver.
Joe. I missed you, Joe, all week. Not that I had fun. We had a good time. We had George.
I heard.
George did yeoman's work last week. Two nights, Matias, right? He did the whole show. I think that was Tuesday and Thursday he did the whole show. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday Wednesday and Friday he did the second hour.
Good. So, okay.
Brady's Cannon came on. You know I did like an hour on the golf on Wednesday before the Memorial.
How was that?
It would have been great if Scotty Scheffler didn't win. And then Coach came on here Friday night for the first hour with all his Nick propaganda. And then, of course, they got squashed on Saturday night. Squashed.
They got smashed?
They got smashed. Were you still in Florida for that, for the Nick game?
I was in Florida Wednesday. So yeah. Right? No, Tuesday they lost. Tuesday. I was in the city.
Well, I'm saying the elimination game Saturday night. when they got eliminated Saturday night.
Yeah.
You were in Florida, right?
It was yeah, but I thought it was okay. Yes. Yeah, I'm twisted. When I was in Brooklyn on Tuesday, they played. They won that game, right? Or no? And then the elimination game was Saturday? Because now I'm twisted. I don't know. Because I remember sitting in the restaurant Tuesday night thinking about watching the Knick game.
Right.
So they had to win that game. That had to be the game they won. Tuesday.
No, that was Thursday night. They won game 5 at the Garden. Thursday night, they won game 5 at the Garden. That was the game that kept them alive.
Okay.
Saturday, then they got eliminated in Indiana,
sure
game 6.
That?
I'm 100% sure.
All right. So what was I thinking of on Tuesday? No, Tuesday night.
Tuesday, they played and they got smashed in Indiana. That was the game
Oh, all right. I knew they played because we were out at the restaurant celebrating.
They did play Tuesday night. Yeah, okay. They did play Tuesday night.
That was that. I'm all twisted. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So Saturday night we were in Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weather wasn't all that great. I mean, it was, you know, great for the graduation. I mean, 80, 85, overcast some days, and then the sun would peak out. Better than here, I'll tell you that.
It's been tough here, Joe. I'm not going to lie. Been tough. You know that. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We got another hour to go.